Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Lisa Kilgore, and I had a few questions about mushrooms. I had the opportunity to see Paul Stamets last year and listen to all his research and all his 40 years work and passion on mushrooms. And he has been, I guess he's done all the research, or it is his company. I can't really remember. It was all about the research anyway. It wasn't. But tell me about all the wonderful findings and research on mushrooms and what they can do for us now.
Paul Stamets is amazing. And yes, he owns, his company is Host Defense, and his company funds the research.
Okay.
And that's what's amazing about Paul Stamets. His passion is the research, not necessarily the products, but then we get to enjoy them and love it. And if you want to try out the love of mushrooms that Paul Stamets has, watch his TED Talk. He has a beautiful TED Talk. Stamets is spelled S-T-A-M-E-T-S. And it's had millions of views. And it's called How Mushrooms, like 5 Ways Mushrooms Will Change the World. And he talks about how mushrooms are going to save bees. And they've actually done quite a lot of research in using medicinal mushrooms to help stop the bee colony collapse. They're using mushrooms to clean oil spills and different environmental pollution, but then we can use them for our bodies. And medicinal mushrooms, in a nutshell, are immune modulators, but they do so much more than that. They help with brain health, nervous system. They are great anti-inflammatory, and they really are medicine for our body at the very cellular core root issue. If you want, there's also a website, mushroomreferences.com, and then there you can get a lot of research. So if you've always wanted to know more about medicinal mushrooms, go to mushroomreferences.com.
Okay. And the Host Defense mushrooms, there's such a wide variety and so many different ones, but they have a wonderful one called My Community, which is beautiful. It just sounds like that community idea of putting all the mushrooms together. When would you use that? How would you use it?
So My Community is a balance of 17 mushrooms.
Wow.
And it is specifically balanced for immune system issues. So if you have autoimmune conditions, if you're dealing with a chronic immune system problem, or you just get sick all the time, go with My Community. It's an absolutely amazing balance. One of my favorites is called the Stamets 7. And Paul Stamets formulated the Stamets 7 as kind of a medicinal mushroom multivitamin for the body. So it's mushrooms that are going to help every body system, our respiratory system, our immune system, our digestive system, our brain. And it's an everyday supplement. The My Community comes in when you want that extra immune system hit, and it's an amazing product.
So is there a length of time you should be on mushrooms, or are they just like wonderful foods, just keep eating them?
Well, the Stamets 7 is formulated to use every single day. The My Community is one to use when you need it. So using it when you're dealing with a chronic health issue or through the winter time. There's a MycoShield is a spray, a medicinal mushroom spray I use anytime I'm out in public because it protects your mucous membranes from viruses that can hang in the air. And I started using this when I learned that sneezes can sit in that spot for 2 hours. So you're going to walk past it. I know. One of the trainers, Jerry from Host Defense, told me that. And I was like, really? And MycoShield is an unbelievably effective product for that. So anytime I'm in a retail store, anytime there's a lot of people sick, I always hit myself with the MycoShield. And then they have lion's mane for the brain and reishi for the immune system and autoimmune conditions in particular, and chaga. And they have, and not only do they have all these mushrooms, they're also being very conscious of how they are harvesting them. There is some issues with some mushrooms like chaga that they're becoming we're losing them in the wild. They're not growing as well. And so what host defense does is they just take a sample of the mushroom and then they grow it in their own facility. This allows no contamination because it's a very clean area. And then it also leaves the mushroom there. So they never are picking, they're using wild mushrooms, but they're never picking wild mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about adrenal fatigue and nourishing the adrenals right at the beginning of the show. Which mushrooms would I use for that?
Well, there are some really good stress blends. Host Defense has some great stress blends. But as a general statement, cordyceps, which aren't quite a mushroom, but they're almost a mushroom. They're kind of like, I'm not sure what category to put cordyceps in. But they give energy without overstimulating. And so they're helping rejuvenate the body and give you energy in a different way than caffeine. So starting with an energy blend that has cordyceps in it can really, really help.
Okay. And reishi is to help you be more zen, is it?
Reishi has a bunch of different aspects to it. In particular, it helps reduce the part of the immune system that is triggered in autoimmune conditions. So it's particularly good. That research is finding it's particularly good for that. It can work for other immune system health conditions as well, but it's great for the brain too.
Mm-hmm. And some of the folklore around mushrooms and that, them having their own little brains and their own little ability to talk, is that getting way too out there, or is that part of research?
Research is finding that they're the network of the trees, that in a forest, they actually attach to the root system and they help give nutrients to the trees, but also help the trees communicate with each other. So there's a mushroom that is the largest and oldest organism in the world, and that's on the Pacific Northwest. We don't fully understand what they're capable of, but we do know that there's a communication aspect happening and that trees communicate as well, and the mushrooms help with that.
Isn't that fantastic?
It's
and no Wi-Fi. It is. It's so fantastic when you think of all the communication going on out there in nature and all the things that we walk right by or don't understand. I had a friend, we've actually found some lobster mushrooms last year, and there was a whole line, like it was like a quarter of a mile practically.
Wow.
It went on and on and on with these thick, beautiful lobster mushrooms. And it was the mycelium running underneath. They were it was all really one big thing. But when you look at how big and how much area mushrooms take up and how they do work with everything around them in good community. Yeah. It is a community of mushrooms.
It's amazing. And what we think of as a mushroom is simply the fruiting body. It's just that part that comes up. It's the part that is the fertile part. Whereas the mycelium, which is in the ground underneath, that's where the immune system aspect comes from. And so Host Defense actually has a very unique process in growing their mushrooms. They grow them in brown rice, and that brown rice becomes cultured brown rice that's full of mycelia, and that's a part of their medicinal mushroom. So you're getting all aspects, all of the growing stages of the mushroom.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is done in labs. They're growing the mushrooms in a cultured place where there's no extra spores of anything else growing.
Yeah.
How long does it take from sporing out to creating the mushroom and getting it going?
I'm not sure, and I'm pretty sure it's different for each one.
Yeah.
I do know that Host Defense does have their fingers on every aspect of it, and they're always testing to make sure that there's no contamination. And in the same place that all of the mushrooms are grown, which is in the Pacific Northwest in the U.S. as well, is where all of the medicinal mushroom research is happening. So as I said, Host Defense, the money that's coming from Host Defense mostly goes to this research that Paul Stamets is doing on both how they can help us as humans, but also how can they help the world. And the research they're doing on bees is really incredible, that there's certain mushrooms that help support their immune system.
So was that the agaricon?
Agaricon and I think chaga? And the chaga that help stop the colony collapse. So hopefully he can stop this before it gets too far.
Wow. Do you think we've found all the mushrooms and have done the research on the mushrooms, or there's much more to find?
I don't think that we've even begun. I think that we're on this leading edge of just the beginning of what they can do. They're more than just this fungus on a pizza. They are so much more. And what I'm noticing is that that we don't quite know, like as consumers, we don't quite understand the power of them. So I love that Paul Stamets has already dedicated 40 years to that. I hope that his legacy continues for the next few hundred, because I think that's how long it'll take for us to really get an understanding of what knowledge these mushrooms have.
Yeah. And he actually spoke about using psilocybin in microdosing for seniors with Alzheimer's and dementia to create higher consciousness or higher awareness, and using it on a daily basis just to help them be mindful and present.
The research on psilocybin, or what's generally called medicinal mushrooms, we're also just at the beginning of. There was a lot of research that started in the 1950s, and it got canceled in the 1960s. But it's coming back, and they're using it. They're looking at psilocybin as well as LSD, using for addictions, including just smoking, but alcohol and drugs. I haven't heard the one on dementia. That's amazing. A lot of the people in the Silicon Valley are using it for creativity and in the microdosing levels. I think we're really on the beginning edge of the power of psilocybin, or the magical mushroom, and what it can do for us as well.
Yeah. And it's probably going to come alongside not being illegal or anything, just medicinal.
Hopefully. Currently, it's still in a bit of that illegal stage. And that's why there isn't a lot of research. But there is now legal research happening, which is great, because that's all we need to start seeing it more medicinal.
Mm-hmm. And are you aware of Paul Stamets' websites and YouTube videos? And there's so many ways to learn about mushrooms out there.
Absolutely. But start with his TED Talk. It's this like amazing 20-minute talk about, and it's fast. Like, I'm a fast talker, man. He's a fast talker, but his passion is amazing, and the research that he's looking at is absolutely incredible.
And he was even having time to do some work with Star Trek, wasn't he?
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yes, he was. He's fascinating. It's a great to look up. So that's Host Defense, and you can find it in most health food stores. Is it in pharmacy as well, or just health
food
stores?
It's mostly just health food stores. Just like Mega Food, they're in the high-end health food stores.
Okay. And that's the mushrooms are just something that it is part of the food and the nutrition. And so make sure you learn a little bit about mushrooms they've got so many answers for all of us. Well, it's been so much fun having you on today, Lisa.
Thanks so much, Kathy.
It's always good to have you in the station and on air. So thank you again. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and to all the community radio stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.